The next patient is Ricardo Garcia. The last name is G-A-R-C-I-A. First name, Ricardo, R-I-C-A-R-D-O. This is the clinical case of an 84-year-old Hispanic male that is being followed in the practice because of CKD stage 2 and the presence of hypertension. The comorbidities include hyperlipidemia, obstructive sleep apnea, diabetes mellitus that was diagnosed in 2005. We had the opportunity to see him last on March the 5th of 2024, and at that time, a biopsy of the lower jaw was done, and the diagnosis of a squamous cell carcinoma in the frontal lower part of the gingival area was done. At that time, there was evidence of osteomyelitis. The patient was taken to surgery. Excision of the carcinoma was done, followed by grafting. The patient has a PEG tube and has a great degree of inflammation in the surgical area. The patient was not considered a candidate for chemotherapy, radiation therapy has been ordered. 33 treatments will be given. The patient is receiving the 10th, the patient has received 10 treatments so far, period. There is a documentation of a 17-pound weight loss since the last visit on March the 5th of 2024. The blood pressure is under control. The patient's albumin as well as the hemoglobin are trending up. Following number, the patient has a clearance of 62 mLs per minute, and there is no evidence of proteinuria. Following number, type 2 diabetes that is under control, hemoglobin A1C is below 6%. Following number, hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease without any exacerbation. Following number, he has a remote history of nephrolithiasis that has not been active. Following number, benign prostatic hyperplasia without any major symptoms. The patient has a history of obstructive sleep apnea and stroke period. In summary, this is a CKD2 patient with arterial hypertension that is under control and being treated for the carcinoma of the gingival area and that has compromised the bone. Surgery was done, and the patient is receiving radiation therapy and he's recovering. He is being fed through a PEG tube. We are going to reevaluate this case in 6 months with laboratory workup.